The knowledge of good and evil. Spiritual Discovery for the 21st Century by Jim Chapman. The problem of good and evil is solved, as they are infinite and one fits in the other. So the meaning of every infinite word is good. Begins with an epigraph. When we learn that error is not real, we shall be ready for progress. Forgetting those things which are behind. Mary Baker Eddy. Preface. My experience with this book suggests it may be most useful for spiritual thinkers who are ready for progress. The main idea that you've already encountered on the cover dawned on me in the late 1970s, and I'm still working it out. The book was first drafted in 1982 and self-published in 1994. In my view, with some qualifications, addressed in this version 1.2 and about a dozen footnotes, it has stood the test of time. In addition to the footnotes, this version adds some punctuation fixes, misspelling corrections, chapter numbers, and an epilogue written on its 10th anniversary. Otherwise, I have changed only one word from the original text, and that is indicated with a cross-out. I probably couldn't write this book today. So much about my outlook has changed, but it presents a useful perspective from that time, and I suspect it is more rigorous than anything I'll write in the future. It presents a sometimes arduous thought journey from street level to the top of the mountain, ever forward and upward. It builds on a spiritual structure, first introduced in Chapter 5, that will be referred to as levels of action or levels of thought. This basic structure may be as old as Genesis, where, quote, a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads, from Genesis 2. Comprehending this structure will enable the attentive reader to understand the discrete steps involved in historical and individual spiritual progress. When I was learning it, I would often draw a matrix to help me keep track of the parts. This book was written without assuming the reader had any knowledge of the subject area, which may have been unrealistic. I didn't know whether a neophyte might be able to latch on to the basic idea and run with it. As a result, the approach is initially quite generic, and possibly due to my inclination to think in outline, it also moves in leaps and bounds, at least for the first half. In addition, I wanted to steer clear of comparative religion, since that gets into complicated nuances pretty quickly. For those having schooling and mastery in demonstrating spiritually minded thinking, the main message begins in Chapter 9, The Dawn. Up until then, it may be somewhat of a spiritual thinker's boot camp. The earlier chapters introduce the topics of spiritually and infinitely minded thinking, lay out the basic structure, foreshadow the destination, present some serious thought exercises, and create context for understanding the big idea. Jim Chapman, July 5th, 2023. Chapter 1, Introduction. The problem of good and evil is solved, as they are infinite, and one fits in the other. So the meaning of every infinite word is good. This can begin to make some sense when you think of evil as the absence of good. Solving the problem of good and evil answers theological questions about our ultimate origin and nature. Insights from this solution can be applied to solve problems in everyday life. The way to deal more effectively with evil is to begin by reaching out to learn more about good. One way to do this is to spend time thinking about pure goodness as spiritual and infinite. Before getting into this, however, it may be useful to consider what it means to think about things that are spiritual and infinite, and how that differs from thinking about other things. The reason for thinking about infinite spiritual things is very practical, although it might at first seem impractical. Infinite spiritual ideas are uniquely valuable. In addition to providing a new vantage point from which to solve specific problems, thinking about spiritual and infinite things can be very useful meditation. It can expand thought and provide a powerful impetus for mental and spiritual growth. In thinking about this subject, we will be hoping occasionally to glimpse the infinite's point of view. The theory is that reflecting the thoughts of the infinite can lead the individual to view some of its perspectives. If the infinite idea provides a theoretical basis for solving the problem of good and evil, perhaps something in perceiving this solution can be applied to whatever challenges we might face. I have had many experiences where I've struggled to think my way through a problem of some sort. Every once in a while, my thinking process, or praying process, has resulted in a glimpse of the idea that my problem is already solved. Whenever I get this view, my problem is solved. This idea of the thing we seek being already done is a very special and exciting point of view. It breaks through limitations, as if short-circuiting time and utterly defying problems asserting themselves in the human dimension. That is one reason we are interested in thinking about infinite ideas. In the world of infinite ideas, our work is already done. This book is about religion, but not in any conventional or traditional sense. In the discussion here, we will be considering different types of beliefs and making observations about how they evolve and differ from one another. These distinctions are primarily to provide an orderly and logical framework for understanding a subject area that might initially seem amorphous. This following discussion of infinite spiritual ideas is not intended to be scholarly or philosophical. Appreciating the subject may require deep spiritual thinking, but not purely intellectual reasoning. Your best thoughts on the subject may not come from explicit statements found on the printed page, but from thinking and reflection, from reading between the lines, and from having the subject revealed to you from within. While this book will include analysis of issues often addressed by religions, it will try to avoid explicit references to known religions or belief systems. In this field, distinctions may provide more clarity than comparisons. Looking at the spectrum of all human beliefs will lay the groundwork for considering the subject of infinite spiritual ideas. As if to illustrate a principle, it may be as helpful to know what this subject is not as to know what it is. Infinite spiritual ideas show us how the problem of good and evil is solved, and we will look at the wholeness of that solution. Having attained a new mental standpoint, we will be enabled to look out on our world as if created anew. To get this view, we will begin by exploring some new ways of thinking. The first steps will be to go over some definitions and distinctions, to become familiar with a few of the concepts involved, and to develop a sense of order and perspective in the world of infinite spiritual words and ideas. As you may know, physicists have been striving over the last decades to develop a theory to link the four physical forces of nature, gravity, electromagnetism, the weak nuclear force, and the strong. This search for a unified field theory, or theory of everything, has intended to arrive at an orderly concept of the whole. I suppose this quest has been motivated by an aesthetic inkling or hope, or perhaps just by the tantalizing possibility that the underlying conceptual engine of reality might be reducible to a single principle. Maybe we seek such things because, even while our mental tendencies make us relish differentiating among ideas, we still feel the impulse to integrate them. Understanding the patterns in which human beliefs form, the levels of spiritual ideas we might reach for, and the special attributes of infinite ideas reveals a kind of unified theory for a larger world, a world whose substance and form spring from transcendent identity. Our inquiry here will uncover a comprehensive theory of the whole, a theory to give a sense of order and structure to the vast world of spiritual thought. This structure will be used as a context for understanding the peculiar differences between infinite ideas and human beliefs. Considering infinite ideas always leads to an orderly concept of the whole, because infinite ideas are all-encompassing and uniquely unifying. There is a footnote after the first sentence in this chapter. Understanding this sentence and the resulting context is the main point of this book, and it germinated from an experience described in Spiritual Experiences Case 5, found on my website. End of footnote.